You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 14, Our Gaming Setups. Welcome back to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined by my co-host, the Luke to my Leighton, Chad.
Professor!
Oh, good to have you here, Luke. So we're going to talk about our gaming setups today, and we're really excited about that. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
I finally beat Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, so I'm right there with you. I know what the ending is, so it feels good.
That's great, man. I'm very glad to hear you beat it. And you probably feel like, if you're like me, you just kind of feel a relief that it's over.
Yeah, I was really surprised that last cutscene. It kind of lets you know that there's more to be had in the game, but I'm not interested at this point in time.
I'm just not ready at this point.
Right, right. And got back into Mario Tennis Aces also.
Oh, nice.
So I was playing a little bit more of that, but this game, it's just really not for me, I don't think. It's really hard for me to get into the story without that retry button, because I lose a lot. I'm not a tennis player, obviously, and I'm really losing my excitement for this game really fast.
I understand. I am and I'm not. I'm losing all my excitement for the adventure mode. I do still think the online has some promise, but I'm with you. The story mode is just tedious.
Right. It's just I'm really, really losing my interest in it, but I do need to get into some online play. I saw where you've been playing some online, looks like.
Yes.
So how's that going for you?
Oh, pretty good. I had my little nephew over. They were spending the night with us, and he hadn't got the chance to play Mario Tennis Aces yet. So we got on, and we played a few matches against the computer because he had never played, and I didn't want to just get wiped online. And once he kind of got the hang of it, we went online. We were able to do doubles where we're always on the same team. We got to play against other people. And for once, the matchmaking seemed to work. We got paired up with other people that also were terrible at the game. So that was really nice. I don't know that we ever won a full set, but we did win some games, and we had a lot of fun, and they were actually all really close, and he had an absolute blast.
Oh, so that's great.
It was a lot of fun, and I think I'm just going to stick to more like local multiplayer and online multiplayer with this game. That adventure mode, the difficulty spikes are just ridiculous towards the end.
Right, and I hope to beat the adventure mode at some point, but I'm not going to stress myself out on it trying to – I'm putting this off to the side for some other games.
Same thing with me. I'm kind of putting it on the back burner, beating the adventure mode.
Right, right. The last thing I've been playing is the Octopath Traveler demo. I actually timed out on it. I hit the 3-hour mark, That's all I can do. And I'm just itching to play some more.
Right. Well, you won't have to wait long.
I know. And I'm so excited. And it was really neat how everything started working out, how all the stories intertwined together. I've got up to 3 travelers. I think I got Ophelia and Cyrus, I believe, in my party now.
So you've been able to play as 3 different characters just in the demo.
Right, right. You use this character you use from the beginning. You befriend the other ones, hear their story, and then you play as them. And then after you play through the first chapter, they join your party. So you have 2 people on your side. And then I met the third, played through his first chapter, and then he's in my party. So then you have 3 people that can attack, heal yourself, and just do all different things.
That
really helps on when, as the enemies get tougher, you have more people to help you attack and defeat them.
Sure. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's probably my biggest regret in the last week is I didn't get a chance to play anymore. As much as I wanted to, it's just I never could find the time, or when I did, I felt like playing something else. But I'm really looking forward to getting into the retail version that's releasing on Friday.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm really glad this transfers over again. I know we talked about that,
yes.
And I just can't wait. So,
well, I did play a few things. Like I said, I played the Mario Tennis Aces online some more. Also, with my nephew, we got into some Splatoon 2 and played a lot of Turf War, and also we did the Salmon Run for the month. So that was fun. I also got back into The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I know a few weeks ago, I think you got back into this. And I've got a coworker that just got the game, and we've been talking about it at work a lot. And I'll tell you, it's hard to talk about that game without wanting to go back and revisit it. It's just such an amazing game. Obviously, our game of the year last year, and I've just been going in, and I'm my goal is to get all the shrines, and I'm currently at 114. So I found another 10 or so this week.
Very nice.
Man, I'm so close. I can just smell it. I've got to get these 120 here in the next week or two. So.
You're very close. That's great. So congratulations.
Yeah, and it seems like, I'm sure this is how everyone is as they're getting near the end, but all the shrines at this point are just extremely well hidden, or you got to do some kind of shrine quest. And so it takes a long time to find these. It's not like when you're new to the game and everywhere you walk, you can see a shrine. So it is going to take a little while, but I'm this close. I really want
to
do it.
It takes just as long to find them than it does to complete the challenge.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So other than that, the only other thing I've played, and you'll probably find this strange, but I've been playing a Wii U game. I got the Wonderful 101 on the Wii U, and this is a game I've always wanted ever since I got a Wii U, but it seemed like I could never find it in a store or at least for a good price. So I never did actually get it, but I got it and played it just about an hour or so, but I'm really enjoying it. It's a Nintendo and Platinum game, so kind of before they teamed up for Bayonetta 2, this was the game they made. I think it was very near the Wii U's launch, if it wasn't at the launch. Of course, I got my Wii U quite a ways after launch, so you know I never was really there for the hype for this game, but it is a lot of fun. It's very quirky in Japanese, but it's kind of like a little action game, and I don't know, it's really neat. If you ever get the chance to play it, you should give it a shot.
I've always heard really good things about this game, mostly through Nintendo Voice Chat and their podcast and YouTube channel. Never heard anything bad about it. I've always wanted to play it, but same as you, I've never seen it for sale at a store, I don't believe. So I got into the Wii U late, like you did. So I would really like to give this game a try out. Maybe I can watch you play it sometime.
Sure. I feel like it's kind of one of those that's more like a cult classic. It seemed, at least just in our experience, like you said, never seen it on the store shelves. It seems like this game didn't sell very much, or they didn't make a whole lot of copies. But I think this would even be a good candidate for maybe a Switch port or something. You know, I know some people don't like those, but I think this is a game that a lot of people missed, and we even both owned Wii U's and we missed this game. So I could almost see them doing that, since they've already done it with Bayonetta 2, but which was a Nintendo and Platinum game. So I could maybe see them doing that at some point with this one.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
So that's what we've been playing. We also want to get into the new releases for the upcoming week, starting off with Friday, July 13th, which is the day this will be released. And we're going to kick it off with Octopath Traveler.
Woo-hoo!
Releasing on Friday. So Chad, you want to run down this new release here?
Oh, well, this is just going to be the greatest game of 2018. So let's see here. The regular edition is $59.99. So it's a full price game. And they're coming out with a special edition, or a Wayfarer's edition, I should say. Comes for $99.99. This is very tempting for a hardcore fan like myself. It contains a pop-up book, a two-sided cloth map of the game world, the sound selection CD, and a replica coin. That would be really neat to get the sound selection CD. This game has incredible music.
It really does, yeah.
That's something I look forward to. Every time I play, as soon as you start it, the music starts. It's really, really entertaining to listen to. Just listen to it.
Yeah. So which version are you getting?
I'll probably get the regular edition. I'm actually a Gamers Club Unlocked member at Best Buy, and you get, I believe, 20% off on all the new games. And I didn't see the Wayfarer's edition on their website. So if I can find it for a decent price, maybe a little cheaper than that, I will get that. But if not, just a regular edition for me.
Yeah, I'm also a Gamers Club Unlocked member. Rest in peace. It's no longer a thing. But, you know, I have it until mine runs out. And as far as I could tell, I went on the Nintendo's official site and went to this game page. And if you select the Wayfarer's edition and say where to buy, it shows GameStop and Amazon. So I'm thinking it's sort of like a two-store exclusive. And I think that's why it's not showing up on Best Buy. But I'm very tempted to get this too, but it's going to have to be the regular edition for me. It's just too tempting to get it for 20% off. And I'm hyped for this game, maybe not quite as much as you. So I don't want to have any regrets with buying it for $100, but I am excited about it and I will be getting it on Friday.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
So not only – that's not the only big release, though. Also on Friday, July 13th, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker will come out on both the Switch and the 3DS. It's going to retail for $39.99 on both systems. So, you know, it's a regular price 3DS game, but it's a little bit of a cheaper Switch game. So I'm happy with that price point. I know a lot of people have already played this game. There's not a whole lot added from the Wii U version. But as someone like myself who never played this game, $40 is the perfect price for me. So I will be picking this up. As far as those differences between the Switch and the Wii U version is, the Switch has, or I'm sorry, between the Switch and the 3DS version, they're identical as far as I can tell, except for it said the Switch version has an exclusive co-op mode. So I don't think there'll be co-op on the 3DS.
Right.
And then as far as the differences between the Switch and the Wii U game, is that there are four new courses based on Super Mario Odyssey in the Switch and 3DS versions. And it says that you can unlock them through the game, or you can unlock them immediately by tapping a Super Mario Odyssey series amiibo figure, and you can unlock them immediately. So if you have the Wedding Mario, the Wedding Peach, or the Wedding Bowser amiibos, you can unlock these right from the start.
Well, that's very cool. At least they're letting us use our amiibo for something else, especially someone like myself. I've already played the Captain Toad Treasure Tracker on the Wii U. There's not really a whole lot there for me, and if I just want to skip to the new courses, then I can just tap the amiibo.
Sure.
I'm still up in the air about this one. Not sure if I'll pick it up on launch, but there is a chance that I will get it.
So. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, since you have already beaten on the Wii U, I'm sure we'll be talking about it a little bit in a future episode as I start playing through it.
Do you have any interest in the 3DS version at all?
I really don't.
Really don't.
I'm really glad it's there.
Yeah.
And that's great that if you just have a 3DS that you can get this new game. But I'm going to want to play it on the Switch. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Bigger screen. Yeah, I'm with you.
Especially with them being the exact same price.
Exactly. So,
the last thing we want to mention on Friday, July 13th, is the Pearl and Merino amiibo set comes out on Friday.
It's about time.
Yes, me and Chad have had this pre-ordered for months now, and hopefully there'll be plenty to go around for people who haven't pre-ordered. But if you are interested in these two amiibos, I would try to get them on Friday
for sure,
because usually these don't last too long in the stores.
Amiibo sell out really fast,
and it seems like even more so now. Several stores don't even seem to really carry them anymore. You know, GameStop doesn't carry too many. They may carry this one, I'm not sure. And I know, like, even my local Target has stopped carrying amiibo. So,
oh, really?
It seems like, you know, there's less and less chances of getting them. With Toys R Us going out of business, you're no longer going to have that as an option. So, any of these amiibos, if you want them, as someone who has been collecting them for years, get them while they're new and easy to get, because otherwise, you're just going to have to pay a scalper's price for them.
For sure.
And then, lastly, want to mention on Tuesday, July 17th, Sonic Mania Plus comes out. And now Sonic Mania, I believe this came out, I think it was last year, and it was a download only on the eShop. And so they're coming out with kind of a deluxe version of this, and it's going to be a physical release. So I kind of regret buying the eShop version now, but it's going to be $29.99 for the physical version. And then if you're like me and bought it on the eShop, you can get the extra content for $4.99 as DLC. So I may end up doing that. If you get the physical version, you do get some extra goodies. So one thing I thought was really neat is it has a reversible Sega Genesis cover art. So you can reverse around the cover art around it, and it makes it look like an old Sega Genesis game. And I think that's really cool.
That's very cool.
Looks like it also comes with an art book. And then both the digital and the physical versions, there's going to be two new characters that you can play through the game as, and an all-new Encore mode. So I really enjoyed this game. I haven't beat it yet. I kind of got onto other games without finishing it, but I really did enjoy it. It is very much a classic Sonic game that's just in HD, and I really did like it. So do you think you might pick this up?
I never have played Sonic Mania, so I'm all in. I've been wanting a good Sonic game and Sonic Forces. I didn't hear very good things about that game, so I avoided it. But I definitely plan on picking up Sonic Mania Plus on Tuesday when it releases, if I'm able.
Very good. Yeah, speaking of Sonic Forces, I was in a used game store over the weekend, and I was looking at their Switch offerings, and man, they had so many copies of Sonic Forces used. I mean, it was just unbelievable. They probably had 20 copies of it. I was like, whew, I'm glad I think I dodged a bullet getting Sonic Mania over this.
Oh, well.
But anyway, so that's the new releases, and we're going to get into our main topic. So our main topic today is our gaming setups, and we wanted to we thought this would be a fun topic to do, just kind of go over our setups on both our Nintendo Switches and our 3DSs, just kind of say, you know, what we have, what we like, some accessories we like, what's our favorite colors, just things like that, and just kind of go through what we have. I've always enjoyed anytime I see a system in the wild, whether it's a 3DS or a Switch, I'm very curious, what are they playing? You know, oh, what color Joy-Cons do they have? Or what version of the 3DS do they have? Because, you know, at this point, there's probably 100 different versions of the 3DS. I'm always like, which edition do they have? You know,
so exactly.
It's just been something that's always interested me. And, you know, we thought, well, we'll just talk about ours for a little bit here. So we're going to start off with our Nintendo Switch setups. And we're just going to kind of basically have a few questions here, and me and Chad will both answer, you know, whatever our setups are. So, first of all, which Nintendo Switch console did you buy, Chad?
So I bought the neon version, the blue Joy-Con and a red Joy-Con. I got away from the standard gray. I just thought this was a really neat addition, and that's the one I chose.
Me too. And if I remember right, when it was announced, I was kind of against the neon. I thought, I'm going to go black, or gray, dark gray, whatever color you'd call the standard edition. But I remember when we went to PAX South and saw the neon controllers for the first time, I was just struck by how bright they were. And I decided, you know what, I want the neon version. So,
right. I was with you. I like the other. It looks sleeker to me, the other version. It looked just, that's just a nice looking system. But something about the neon, I love the way it pops.
Yeah, it kind of just has more of the Nintendo charm to it.
Exactly.
So now we are both collectors. And I would say one of the things we both collect, probably regrettably to our pocketbook, are different colored Joy-Cons. So the controllers that snap onto the sides of the Switch. I think you probably own almost every color, and I think I'm missing one or two. So which are your favorite, your favorite Joy-Cons on your Switch?
Well, the ones that I'm missing are the gray ones, the ones that I like.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Them are the only ones that I don't have. I have all the other versions, but my favorite ones are the neon blue.
Okay.
I think those are very, very cool. One of the blue ones came whenever I got the Switch, so I was part of the neon package. And so I was able to buy the other one and another red one for the other side as well. But I just love the neon blue. I just think it really pops. Reminds me of Spring Man. He's a great character. So that's my favorite color. How about you?
We're talking double blues. Like, you like a solid color,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I don't like to split them up at all. No, I'm like...
Our friend Kit.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. No, solid colors for me. I don't like mismatched.
Yeah, so as far as my favorite... Again, I have all of them other than the Mario Red. So I have all the other ones. And
I have those.
Yeah. And it's just ridiculous that I have that many because there's no way I need them. But I will probably buy any future ones as well because I have a sickness. But my absolutely favorite ones are the neon yellow. I love how the neon yellow look.
And those are the ARMS version. They came out when ARMS was released.
They did. They were, besides the red and blue, I think they were the first new color to come out. And they've been my favorite ever since. You know, I was really excited about the Splatoon ones, and I love them. I love the double greens, but I still prefer the double neon yellow. Those are my favorites. I don't know what it would take to get me to take over being my favorite, but I really like the yellow.
Oh, that's great. I remember when they came out, and I hadn't bought any other Joy-Cons yet, so I did not think I was going to pick these up, but... When you see them, one of my friends got them and took them out of the package. I was just like, I've got to have these. And that's where it started. My Joy-Con sickness was with the neon yellow.
At the time when the neon yellows came out, I'd only had the red and blue. And then I bought that came with my system. And then I bought the opposite color so I could have, you know, two of each color. And that's all I had. And I thought, that's all I'll ever need. That's four. I'm not going to buy anymore. And when these yellow ones came out on, I remember talking to you in the morning. I was like, I'm not buying these. By the end of the day, I had them in my possession and they've been my favorite ever since. And you're right. That was the seed that was planted right there.
Exactly.
To our growing Joy-Con addiction. So, So now, how do you like to how do you buy your games, Chad? Do you buy mostly digital or physical?
If they're available physical, I always go physical. I love having the case on my shelf. I love the game cards. I will say digital is very handy. You can just switch between games just right there. Just click the A button, boom, you're in the game. But it's a collector in me. I'm all about the collecting, so I prefer the physical.
Yep, I'm the same way. I wish I wasn't. I would love to have all my games on my Switch where I never, you know, I can just play any of them at any time without having to make sure I had the game card with me or whatever, but I just can't do it. I just like the boxes too much, and I like the sales that it seems like you can always get the physical versions cheaper if you wait around.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm physical when possible.
Right, and that's something that, you know, one day I could see dying out. I could see all video games going digital before too awfully long, actually. Yeah. I really hope not, because that'd be the collector in me. I'd feel like a piece of me was dying, but we'll see what the future holds for us.
Yeah. Well, speaking of games, how many do you have so far on the Switch?
So I have 21 physical games, all with the boxes and the manuals and everything.
Yeah.
And then I have 6 digital games, like Rocket League. A lot of those I bought before a physical one's announced, kind of like you and Sonic Mania.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I have 27 total, and 6 of them are digital. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a little bit ahead of you. I've got 25 physical and 13 digital, and I never would have guessed I'd have this many games this early in the life. But I don't know. There's just something about the Switch. I'm just buying games right and left. I just love them. I just love them so much.
The Switch is putting out a lot of games, it seems like. When it first came out, it seemed like it took forever for games to appear on the Switch. And now they're releasing, 10 digital games a week or more. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it almost seems about like 20 a week. It's just nuts.
Yeah, it's just – I thought I saw somewhere the other day where they said the Switch already has 700 games available.
Yeah, it's just insane.
That's really crazy.
So I don't see my buying of games slowing down anytime soon.
Not at all.
So what is your setup like when your Switch is docked?
Well, when my Switch is docked, I'm playing on a very sweet 19-inch 1080p TV.
Oh, you're like a pro gamer.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. since our Splatoon tournament where we missed our shot at the World Championship.
Just barely.
Just barely, you know. We just got knocked out like the third round or something. But I never switched back to my 50-inch where I had it hooked up. On my 19-inch, I have it just wired directly into the internet, and just everything just set up just perfect for me in there. And I don't really like playing other games, but I like to play Splatoon on a smaller screen.
Yes. So any kind of competitive multiplayer, especially a shooter, to me is just better on a small screen.
That's the reason I keep it on there, because when we play Splatoon, but otherwise I play a lot of handheld too. So that's something I do also.
Yeah. So when I'm playing most every game other than Splatoon on my Switch, I'm usually connected to my 60-inch TV. And I've got surround sound. I've got my wired internet. But if I'm playing Splatoon, especially like a Splatfest or something where I know it's going to be several hours and we're playing as a team, I'll go over to my desk and use my computer monitor, because it's just, I don't know, it's just better that way. I went ahead and I've kind of got my setup under my TV. It's kind of a pain to get my dock in and out, because I kind of run the wires a certain way and it's not really easy to get to. So I just went and bought a second dock. And I have that at my desk setup. So now it's just really easy for me to switch between my two setups.
Very nice.
And I've got wired to both of my docks. So the Wi-Fi is just not great on the Switch. And when you're playing multiplayer, I just don't like taking chances. I just love wired internet.
Exactly. So. Yeah, that was a really good idea of Nintendo to make the docks separate where you can buy them like that. I'm really glad they did, in case you have multiple screens. And you can unhook your docks and everything and move them to each screen, but that gets aggravating after a while. It really is worth it just to purchase another dock.
There's just something about raising your Switch out of one dock and setting it in another, and it's just magical.
Exactly.
What about, you mentioned we do both play. What percentage do you think you'd say you play in handheld versus docked?
50-50 probably.
Yeah, I think I'm really close. I've seen several polls that people have done online asking about this, and that seems to be almost always. It's 50-50, 60-40, 40-60. I think Nintendo really hit on something like this because it seems like almost everybody plays it both ways.
Right.
So when you're playing handheld or you're taking it with you, I'm sure if you're like me, you take your Switch a lot of places. What kind of case do you like to use?
So sometimes I go on really long journeys, you know, a 2-hour road trip or something, and go to stay at some people's houses and stuff. I've got a big hard shell case that I can fit my dock, my Switch, the grip or a pro controller, and all the cords. So I really like to use that because nothing's going to get damaged on my way and everything. But if I'm just going, you know, a mile down the road or something, I actually bought a new case today. It was the one that came in the Splatoon bundle when you bought the Splatoon Edition system. And it came with a soft shell case, and I was able to pick that up today. And I absolutely love it. And I've got a black soft shell case just like it also. I can carry some games, my cords in it, and I just absolutely love it.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So I've got a it's not a Nintendo branded case, but I absolutely love it. I got it on Amazon. It's a TomTalk portable hard shell traveling carrying case, and it basically just holds the Switch and about 8 games. But I just really like the looks of it. It's kind of got a heathered gray look. We'll include a picture of our setups in the show notes, so you can check out our setups. And then, like I said, if I'm traveling somewhere, I need to bring a lot of my gear. I've got it's the Nintendo Switch Elite Player Backpack by PDP that I got for my birthday, and it'll hold the system and a pro controller and the dock and Joy-Cons and all that stuff. So that's kind of my two main ways to carry my Switch around.
I've really been wanting to pick up that backpack. It is really sleek and just it looks amazing. I really would like to get that one day.
Yeah, it's really nice. I really do like it. What about some of your other accessories? You know, there's a lot of accessories for the Switch. Have you found anything that's really stuck with you this whole time, or what are you using as far as accessories?
So if you're a Switch owner, I think everyone needs a pro controller. I really do. I think, you know, you can use the grips if pro controllers are not cheap, so I understand that. But if you're playing a lot of docked, you have got to get you a pro controller. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Especially in the Splatoon tournaments and just some regular turf war, you got to have a pro controller.
I couldn't agree more. It is an investment. I mean, they're not cheap. But if you're serious about if you're playing a lot of Nintendo Switch games, if that's your main console, it is well worth the cost. I absolutely love mine. The battery life is great. The feel of it's great. It's very solid. Yeah, I think that's a must-have.
Yeah, I think they have the plain black version, and they made a Splatoon Pro controller and then a Xenoblade Chronicles 2 controller.
Yes.
I don't know if those two are even available anymore. I haven't seen them in a very long time.
Yeah. But we should add we own all three, of course.
Oh, yes. Did I forget to mention that? Yes, we own all three.
We don't just collect Joy-Cons.
Oh, I love anything that has different colors on it. also, I really... the Switch doesn't have Bluetooth or anything, so we had to find us some headphones, you know. I've got the Arctis 7 wireless headphones. I've got cords running from my Switch and my phone, but nothing to my face. Yeah. That seems to be about the best thing I've found so far that's not Bluetooth. Works really well for me.
Yes, I agree. I bought a $10 headset when I first got my Switch and we first started playing Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
And that thing would dig into your head, and it was just cheesy as all get out. And I mean, it worked, but it was uncomfortable and didn't sound great. And, you know, I could only have my chat through my headset, not the game sound. And so I also got an Arctis headset, you know, and I love it. I've got the Arctis, I think it's the Arctis 3 wireless Bluetooth headset. And it basically what both these headsets we have do is allows you to have voice chat and the game audio all together in your headset. And
right.
They're not cheap, but again, if you play a lot of online multiplayer and with friends, I think it's a must have. And I just regret not getting it sooner because I went for months with just this uncomfortable headset when, man, these are just like pillows on your ears.
Oh, yeah, so. They're great. Very, very wise investment if you're playing a lot of Switch games.
Yeah.
My final accessory is the hybrid cover. I really, really love that. Just as far if you're going to play handheld, but with a Pro Controller or even with the Joy-Con separate, if you're going to play some 1-2 Switch or something in a big room, you can set it right there. And it just holds the Switch up. It's basically like an iPad cover or something.
Yes.
So, only thing I don't like about it is you can't charge your system while it's in there because it charges from the bottom.
Well, yeah, the thing I love, I also have the hybrid cover. I love that it gives you a few different angles to set your Switch at.
Right.
You know, the Switch comes with that built-in kickstand, but that thing is just absolute garbage. It gives you a terrible angle, and it always falls over if it gets jostled at all. So something like a hybrid color is perfect. Like, I know the one time I've been on a plane with my Switch, I took full advantage of the hybrid cover the entire flight because it's just – was just rock solid sitting on the tray table and that thing. And there is just no way when you have turbulence in a plane and you're using that dinky little kickstand built into the Switch, it's going to fall onto the floor.
So, oh, for sure.
I love the hybrid color. It's pretty cheap too, if I remember right. I think it's about $20.
I think so. And they make a lot of different editions of that too. I've only got the Nintendo Switch version, just the first one they came out with it. I think there's a Zelda, a Mario Odyssey, a Splatoon 2. I think there's a lot of different versions.
They seem to make it for any of the big first party games. They seem to make a hybrid cover. So that's right. Definitely something to look for. I know you can get it at like GameStop's for sure. I always see them there. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the kind of the gist of our Switch setup so far. I know this is definitely subject to change. So we'll probably maybe do this again someday. But we're going to move on over to our 3DS / 2DS setups. So as far as the console that I use the black and turquoise Nintendo 2DS XL, and I've only had this for about a month or two. Target put them on sale, and I was looking to kind of upgrade to something bigger. I was using a smaller 3DS, and I love this thing. It is so lightweight compared to like a 3DS XL. And I don't miss the 3D at all. I hardly ever turned it on anyway. And I love this little guy right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I've always wanted a 2DS XL to play with. I've got one, but I've never taken it out of the box. So
we'll get into that in a second.
The collector in me, but I love the weight is something just, man, they're so light. And I'm with you. I don't like the 3D as well. But mine is the black 3DS XL. It's my original one. I've never switched off from it. So
rocking the OG.
Exactly. Yeah. So it works for me, but I have been wanting to upgrade at some point.
Sure. Yeah. Now, of course, these are just the ones we're playing with, because if you know us at all, you know that can't be the only one we own. So how many systems do you own, Chad?
I prefer not to answer. I have 7. I've got the my black 3DS XL that I'm playing on. I've got the Galaxy new 3DS XL, the Pikachu yellow new 3DS XL, a Mario edition black and white. One of them's black, one of them's white, so that's 2 of them. New 3DSs. They're not XLs, but they were on sale for Black Friday.
Yes.
And pretty cheap, so I was able to pick up one of each of those. I've got a blue-black 2DS, just the regular 2DS setup. And then I've got a Pikachu 2DS XL, which I absolutely love, and I would really like to play on this one someday.
Yes, if I could, I guess if I could steal any of your systems, it'd probably be that Pikachu 2DS XL. I love that thing. It's so neat.
It's really, really neat.
Well, I am not quite as good of a collector of these as you are. I only have 4. But I have, of course, my aforementioned 2DS XL that I use as my main system. And I also have a clear red 2DS. And I just love that thing because it just reminds me of like the old clear Game Boys. I love how it looks.
Right, you don't see those very often anymore.
You don't. And then I've got the black Mario Edition new 3DS, just like you have the black and the white from Black Friday. And those were just a great deal. If I remember right, those were $99.
Right, you couldn't beat it.
And those are great systems. They're nice and compact. They're just not super comfortable if you've got adult hands to play with for long play sessions. And that's kind of what made me move back to an XL model.
Right. Something I like about that size, everything, the face plates, you can take them off and put different ones on the front. Yes. And the back. That is really, really
I love that about the new 3DS non-XLs have those removable face plates. And I actually have a few of those as well. And then my last one I have, and it's really my pride and joy, is I have the Pokemon Red and Blue new 3DS that came out a year or two ago. And I love that thing because it just reminds me of when I was a kid with Pokemon Blue. And I just absolutely love that system.
That would be the one that I would steal from you. So,
so those are the systems we own. Now, that's not all that we want because there are a bunch I would like to get.
I
think one of the biggest ones I would like to get would be the Super Nintendo Edition new 3DS XL. I've always wanted that one.
You stole mine. That's the one I was going to say.
That one just looks absolutely amazing. But we do have quite a few, and you know, I don't know if we'll ever be able to do this with the Switch. It's just too expensive. And not saying that these 3DSs are cheap, but they are a little more affordable if you want to collect a few.
Exactly.
So as far as your 3DS games, do you do physical or digital on those?
Physical. I'm all about the collecting. Yeah, I've got... Oh, man, a lot of games, so we'll get into that on the next one.
Well, for me, anything that's available physical, I buy. The only exception is I got Animal Crossing New Leaf Digital because I wanted to always be able to access that. And, I still bought the physical edition for my wife. So I kind of have the best of both worlds. I have the box on my shelf, but I can play that. Anytime I have my 2DS with me, I can play Animal Crossing New Leaf.
So, very nice. I didn't know that.
If I was to make an argument for any game that you should buy digital, I think it would be an Animal Crossing game, just because that's just one it's just nice to know you always have.
Anytime, anywhere.
Exactly. So how many games do you have on the 3DS?
I have 0 digital games, but I have 38 physical games.
Wow, that's quite the ratio there.
And I got into the 3DS very late as well, right? I'm not even sure when I got into it. A couple of years ago, I guess. And I just started buying all the games I wanted to play. And just absolutely love it. One of my favorite systems.
Yeah. So you're saying you weren't a sucker like me and bought the original 3DS on launch day for $250?
I didn't.
No. And hardly anybody else did either, because just a few short months later, they had a huge price drop and an apology for it. But, man, Nintendo did forevermore get the 3DS on track. And it's just an amazing system. I've got less physical than you, but I've got more digital. I have 30 physical games and 11 digital games. And I have a lot of virtual console games as well. I bought way too many of those, and I'm not even going to list them here. But, yeah, I absolutely love my 3DS game collection. There's still a bunch that I want to get. But I was actually going through my collection when we were getting up this topic, and I noticed that of my 30 physical games, every single one of them is made by Nintendo. I don't have a single game made by any other company for the system.
Really?
I thought that I just couldn't believe it myself, but I went through the whole list and I don't. So.
Wow, I'll have to look at mine.
That's one thing with the Switch. I bought several third-party games, but I just, with the 3DS, I was just happy with whatever Nintendo was putting out, I guess.
Right.
So, man, that's our 3DS setups. That's our Switch setups. And like I said, we'll try to include a picture so everybody can see our systems at least. And, we'll probably revisit this at some point, but that's where we are right now. And we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see y'all in the next episode. Before we leave today, we want to go over a few quick things. We're happy to announce that we're finally available on Spotify. I think that was the last one I was waiting on. And we are now available on there. So if you use Spotify, you can just search for the Karibo Shoe Podcast and you'll find us right there. So that's just another place you can listen. You can visit our show page at anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast and you'll find links to on all the services we're available on. You can subscribe on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast, and we'd love for you to do that. That way you'll get every episode as they're released. We release every Friday. If you enjoy the show, please rate us on Apple Podcast and on Google Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod and on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.